This is Dr. Leung. Last name is last name patient is Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A. First name is Jamie, J-A-I-M-E. Date of visit is October 26, 2023. Date of service is October 26, 2023. Date of birth is April 25, 1975. Patient tells me that the patient was involved in a traumatic brain injury first up in 2000, and it was in 2015, Tama, in Afghanistan. First of all, the patient tells me that he was in special forces for the Air Force for 17 years. So first time he was in Afghanistan, he was in Iraq. First of all, the patient tells me between 2006 to 2012, Tama, the patient had multiple head injuries. First of all, the patient tells me that he does not even remember how many times he have had injury to the head because there are so many of them. First off, he tells me there's this one incident that he can remember. He lost consciousness in 2006. First off, when he was in Afghanistan, in 2006, he was sitting in a Humvee. First off, certainly there were many RPG attacks. First off, there were bomb explosions. Patient tells me that RPG hit his Humvee. First up, a patient tells me that he immediately lost consciousness. First up, he hit the head against the metal parts inside the truck. First up, a patient tells me that he does not know how long he was out of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient does not remember for the rest of the day. First up, a patient tells me that he has multiple injuries like this. First up, a patient had multiple head injuries to the head. First up, patient tells me that currently he has significant symptoms, including headaches, memory loss, sensitivity to light, debilitation, get frustrated very easily. First up, he is disoriented easily. First up, he has chronic headaches. So first up, patient's forgetfulness and memory loss. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working for Veterans Office. First up, patient's working for Veterans Services Office. First up, patient tells me his job is connect veterans to the available services. First up, patient tells me his headaches are significantly affecting his job. First up, patient missed at least one day per week because of the headaches. First up, patient also has difficulty concentrating and focus because of the headaches at work. First up, patient also has significant forgetfulness. First off, his poor memory at work. First off, he's not able to perform well at work because of his poor memory. First off, next up, heard of a MOCA examination is 20, MOCA MOCA examination is 26 out of 30. First off, patient missed 4 on delay recall. First off, next patient last name is Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, Chandler. First name is David. Date of visit is October 26, 2023. Next up, date of service is October 26, 2023. Date of birth is April 4, 1993. First up, a vision tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2013, in Camp Pendleton. First up, Camp Pendleton. First up, a patient was in the back. In the vehicle, LAV 25. First of all, it was an eight-wheel vehicle. Suddenly it flipped over. First of all, patient tells me that the vehicle flipped over. First of all, it hit the head immediately. First of all, it hit the head onto the ground immediately. First of all, patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. First of all, he was out of consciousness for about 3 minutes at first up, and when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient has lightheadedness. First up, a patient have severe head pain. First up, next paragraph. Since the incident, patient has constant headaches. First up, patient has confusion, disorientation. First up, patient has difficulty to follow instructions. First up, patient has frequent headaches. First up, his memory is very poor. First up, patient feels dizzy, fatigue. First up, patient sensitive to light. First off, patient feel frustrated very easily. First off, patient has confusion and irritability. First off, next paragraph, a patient is currently a full-time student. First off, patient has decrease in concentration and first off, he has difficulty to finish his assignment. First off, patient needs to read everything again when he's trying to study. First off, he needs to read things several times. First off, his headaches and affecting his concentration to study. First up, next up, paragraph. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. A mock examination. Mock examination is 27 out of 30. First of all, the patient missed 3 and delay recall. The first step. Next paragraph. It is my opinion the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First step. It was in 2013. Some of the patient was in Camp Pendleton in California. First up, the patient was on an LAV-25. First up, it suddenly flipped over. First up, the patient tells me that his head immediately hit the ground. First up, the patient had immediate loss of consciousness for about 3 minutes. First up, when he woke up, the patient was confused, disoriented, with severe head pain. First up, since the incident, the time of patient has significant headaches. First up, he has constant headaches all the time. First up, short-term memory deficits. First up, patient gets confused and disoriented. First up, patient also has significant mind sensitivity. First up, the patient has irritability and confusion. First up, headaches are constant. First up, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the chronic headaches are common, sensitivity to light, comma. Cognitive deficit, memory loss, dizziness, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a gene of dictation.